SmokyMountainHeirlooms.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 19th, 2014. I'm David Knight, your host here in Austin. Alex Jones is going to be joining us from the road in the second hour. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson about the absurdity of this Sony hack, of the interview, the way this is being played out, the way that it's being used to call for internet censorship again. We have an article up on Infowars.com from Paul Joseph Watson. The Sony hack reinvigorates support for privacy-busting CISPA-style legislation. Yes, that's exactly what they've wanted all along. I believe this is a false flag. I believe, even if it's not a false flag, but I do believe that it is, and I'll tell you why I think it is, even if it isn't, it was obvious from the beginning that they were going to try to make the case for this. I had no idea it was going to get this big. I thought this was an absurd story from the beginning. We have some analysis of some of the emails that appeared there, and the State Department itself said, North Korea is always making blustery claims. We don't take any of this stuff seriously. But now they're taking it seriously. Now they're saying, we have a House Cyber Committee chairman saying, first Sony, next the electric grid, then Wall Street. We have a leak of a, actually it's not leaked, it was declassified by the Defense Intelligence Agency. It says, when do they declassify 10-year-old reports from the Defense Intelligence Agency? Only when it's to their advantage to spread fear-mongering. And so we have a report that they declassified that said, hey, North Korea was planning to do attacks on U.S. nuclear plants with guys running around. I don't know if they're going to throw scorpion bombs at them like they're talking about ISIS having. Remember that story from the Daily Mail where they said that people were being terrorized by ISIS because they were putting scorpions and clay pots and throwing them at the residents to terrorize them. So presumably the Defense Intelligence Agency now wants us to believe that 10 years ago, North Korea was planning attacks on U.S. nuclear plants. But, of course, they didn't. Nothing happened with that. And, of course, they could have probably because we have very lax controls. If they're concerned about that, why don't they do something about the border? But, of course, they're going to use this any way they can. We now have we also have another report from a news organization here, Fox News, actually is reporting evidence and Sony hack. Attack suggests possible involvement by Iran, China, or Russia. That's right. Fill in the blank. Any enemy will do. We can blame anybody for this. We can excuse any activity because we all have to be so scared about these baseless, blustery attack threats from supposedly North Korea. They don't identify themselves as North Korea. They identify themselves as guardians of peace. Richard Nixon first used that phrase when he went to Nixon. He said, we're here as the guardians of peace. We come in peace. It's like another movie, Mars Attacks. Maybe we ought to start calling these neocons GOP, guardians of peace. And we could include in the GOP all the Democrats that play along with them, all the news media that plays along with them. There's a lot of lies coming out in the news. We've got Nebraska and Oklahoma are suing Colorado over marijuana legalization. They're saying that the legalization of marijuana has created an increased law enforcement burden in neighboring states. And so you've got the attorney generals from Nebraska and Oklahoma claiming that federal marijuana prohibition trumps Colorado's law. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? Throwing the 10th Amendment under the bus to support marijuana prohibition, which they never put into the Constitution. Why did we have alcohol prohibition put in the Constitution, but no other drug? They just declare everything is illegal unless they explicitly approve it. And that's what we have here with this. And, of course, it's just the opposite of that. The states trump the federal government on that because the federal government doesn't have any directly delegated authority to prohibit anything like drugs. We also see another lie coming from Verizon saying that their new encrypted calling act is going to encrypt everything from the call to the source. But then we see from a report from Bloomberg, they're talking about how they've been playing football with the NSA and they have back doors open to them. It doesn't matter if you have encryption, if you've got a backdoor handoff of all the data to the NSA at the source. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in their room. Take me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
You saw? He died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas
are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss you. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 19th, 2014. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the second hour. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour to talk about this Sony free speech CISPA issue, and that's really what it is. That's the way they're turning this, regardless of who's releasing all the gossipy emails. This is going to be used to try to justify censorship, political correctness, and most importantly, shutting down the internet without any due process. That was what CISPA was always about. These media companies and Hollywood, especially the music companies, the MPAA, they're absolutely convinced that they're losing a ton of money. MPAA is convinced that their dropping sales are a result of piracy, not the trashy music they're putting out. So they are hard on to get this passed, and they have been working with every kind of legislative issue that they have. Over the last several years, we've had it, I think it's 5 times, had SOPA, CISPA, ACTA, PIPA, CISPA again. They still haven't been able to get those passed through. We've had European parliaments shut it down, as well as American representative government. Nobody wants this. We don't want to see the internet taken over, the ability to shut down sites if one of these major corporations just labels you as someone who has infringed upon their copyright without any due process, without a trial, just immediately take you down black. We don't want to see that happen, but they do. They're going to try to push it through in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We've seen that data leaked. But now they're going to try to justify it with this. And they're also telling us that we have to be worried because the next thing is Wall Street, the power grid, nuclear power plants. This is all things that we have to be concerned about. So we've got to give control of the internet explicitly to the government. That's the way they're going to use this. But as part of these emails that have come out, we've also seen evidence that Sony was working with the RAND Corporation, with a consultant there who specializes in North Korea, as well as with the State Department, to make this into a propaganda vehicle that they could use to overthrow the North Korean government. And in this analysis of this, we're going to talk about this more with Paul Joseph Watson. They say, wow, the North Koreans are going to be upset. Are you upset that an absurdist comedy would be used as propaganda? Do you realize that every movie that Hollywood does is carefully feeding you a message, feeding you their worldview, feeding you their political view, doing predictive programming to you? That is what they were doing with this. They said it's going to get people in the South thinking about what it takes to get rid of this North Korean regime, especially Kim Jong-un. And, of course, these are going to find their way into North Korea from South Korea. So they'll get them thinking about it, too. That was a very chilling revelation. We're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson at the bottom of the hour about all the different fallout from Sony, how absurd it's gotten that they're now banning Team America that some of the theaters are going to play in its place. What's next? Red Dawn? They held that up for a year because of complaints from the Chinese government. Then they made the North Koreans the bad guys in that. Finally, when they came out, I guess that's now been banned, too, out of political correctness and fear. In the last segment, I was talking about how Nebraska and Oklahoma are going to sue Colorado over marijuana legalization, saying the attorney general's there saying that it has increased their law enforcement burden to have marijuana be legal in Colorado. Look, if they're worried about their law enforcement burden, they need to talk to the federal government about the open borders and the Mexican drug cartels. They don't need to try to destroy the 10th Amendment. And what they're saying is, well, we believe that federal marijuana prohibition preempts Colorado's law. There is no legitimate federal prohibition of marijuana in the first place. They never passed a constitutional amendment to prohibit it. They don't have the power. The reason we have a prohibition of alcohol, we got two amendments in the Constitution, one prohibiting alcohol, another one making it legal again. The reason they put that in there was because once upon a time in America, we had a Congress that respected the Constitution. These guys know fully well that the 10th Amendment stands, that if they don't have specifically delegated authority, then they don't have the authority to prohibit anything in any country, in any state. And, of course, the states reserve those rights, and they have just exercised it in Colorado. So they're now trying to overthrow that in adjacent states. We also see a head fake from Verizon talking about they have a new encrypted app. It's offered by CellCrypt. They released this yesterday. They say they're going to offer encryption for business and government customers end-to-end. And then there's an asterisk. And they say, well, law enforcement agencies will be able to access communications that take place over voice cipher as long as there's a legitimate law enforcement reason for doing so. Now, you know how that works out. You know that they don't need to have a search warrant. They don't need to have a reason. They just passed some legislation in the Congress doing that. So that's nothing but a head fake. Also, as a head fake, we see autism linked to particulate air pollution. This is something that the EPA has been trying to do for a very long time. We'll talk about that more in detail. Also, the FDA just slipped through approval of a more potent form of Gardasil. Twice the aluminum. There you go. That's what you were calling for. You said, you know what we need is we need a vaccine with twice the aluminum. So you've got it. And we're going to talk about what the numbers really tell us from Merck's study. How much more risky coming down with a very serious adverse side effect from the vaccine is, how much greater a risk that is than there is for cervical cancer in the population. Yet another one of the lies. But before we go to those stories, and before we cover at the bottom of the hour the Sony hack with Paul Joseph Watson, I wanted to go back to some very disturbing news that's come out about the tortures that our government has done in our name and that they're getting away with. I want to read first this story that has gotten Europeans very upset and talking about how they need to get arrest warrants out. Ed Snowden's lawyer has called for Europeans to prosecute U.S. torture architects. He says, we need to work the case up so that when people like George Tenet, former head of the CIA, come to Europe, we have the documents ready to arrest them because they are war criminals. We used to not just prosecute war criminals for doing this kind of stuff. We actually executed them. The ones on the bottom, the ones who were following the orders, some of those we executed from Japan when they did water torture. We now call it waterboarding. We now call it enhanced interrogation. But we used to execute tortures at one point in time when America was a moral country. Now we excuse it. Now we promote it. But it's something that is going to follow these people, and it is something that perhaps in Europe they will get arrested for it. Some of these guys in their old age are going to find that they're going to be spending that in prison or they're going to be spending it on the run. Let me read you what happened to this one fellow who was, his last name is El Masri. He was seized at the Macedonian border. Officials say after being mistaken for being a member of Al-Qaeda. Now, he was a German citizen. He was held in a Macedonian custody for 23 days, and then he was rendered. That's what they call it when they transport you without any kind of a court order. This is the type of thing that shows where the NDAA is going to go for Americans in the future. Now, let me tell you what they did after they sent him somewhere where they could conveniently torture him. The CIA put him through a process that the agency refers to as capture shock. He was a German citizen. He was subjected as part of his capture shock to being stripped, hooded, shackled, and severely beaten and sodomized. The man was then drugged and taken to a secret detainee facility located in Afghanistan called the Salt Pit. At the secret prison, he was held for 4 months, frequently beaten, kicked, tortured, smashed into walls, among other various forms of abuse that we've now seen in this report. At no time was he ever charged, this German, with a crime. He was never given the ability to contact his family or his country. To the outside world, he had simply disappeared. That's what we call indefinite detention with the NDAA and rendering. Eventually, the agency realized that they had apprehended the wrong man, but they continued to hold him captive for another few weeks before they decided to give him his freedom back. I guess they were deciding as to whether they could safely release him or they just needed to kill him. Even in his release, they say, this is activist post article, oops, CIA abducts and tortures wrong man. They say even when he was released, the CIA demonstrated how little they value or respect human life. He was blindfolded, earmuffed, and chained to the seat of an airplane that eventually dropped him in Albania. This German citizen was dumped on the side of the road with $14,500 to buy his silence and zero explanations. When we come back from the break, I have something that is far more troubling than that. Stay with us. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Paul Joseph Watson. Alex Jones will be with us in the next hour, and we have our reporters, Joe Biggs and Darren McGreen in Washington State, joining us in the third hour.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. Darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be, too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, December 19th, 2014. Alex is going to be joining us in the next hour. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us in the next segment. And we're going to talk about this massive propaganda campaign, attack on freedom of speech, freedom of the Internet, that has come out of the censorship of not only the interview, the new Sony movie, but also a 10-year-old movie parodying another North Korean leader that some of the theaters were going to show in its place. And then the absurd narrative that we're being fed from the GOP in this country, the guardians of peace, the neocons who want to control everything, who want to turn all of this into an attack on their enemies. Now, there's been a lot of talk about what should be done about the CIA torture report. And, of course, the media has been feeding us the line with their polls. I don't know if these polls are genuine or not, or are they maybe push polls? Because, you know, you can get a poll done to support any point of view that you want to make appear to be the mainstream thought. They're telling us that Americans have increasingly come to recognize that the things that the CIA is doing in our name are torture. And they've increasingly come to the point that they're good with it. Well, you know, we've seen some pretty disturbing stuff out of the CIA report, but the most disturbing stuff has not come yet. There's a story from antimedia.org, classified evidence says that U.S. soldiers raped boys in front of their mothers. They point out, according to a number of global mainstream media sources, the Pentagon is covering up a disturbing video that was never made public with the rest of the recent torture report. This is a video that goes back to Abu Ghraib, and they point out that well-respected journalists like Seymour Hersh have been talking about this. He went before the ACLU just recently and talked about what he has seen. He was talking about the release of the torture report, and he said that while this video has remained under wraps, he said it's only a matter of time before it comes out, and he said that it's going to be far more disturbing than anything we have seen in the torture report. He says he's been debating about whether to talk about it, but he says some of the worst things that happen to you, you don't know about, okay? Videos. There are women there. Some of you have may have read that they were passing out letters, communications to their men. He said this was Abu Ghraib. The women were passing messages out saying, please come and kill me because of what's happened here. And he said basically what happened is that those women who were arrested with young boys, children in cases that have been recorded, the boys were sodomized by U.S. soldiers with the cameras rolling. And worst, above all, is that the soundtrack of the boys' screeching that your government has, they're in total terror. And that is going to come out. It's impossible to say to yourself, how did we get here? Who are we? What has this country come to when we have sadistic people like that who can not only do it, but record it? Let's go to that break. Let's
but, you know, when Republicans say, you know, why now? Why this timing? Why not this timing? I mean, no time is a good time.
No, that's not true. She's leaving her chairmanship. So Dianne Feinstein wants to get this off her desk. And look, I agree with you. The United States of America is awesome. We are
awesome.
But we've had this discussion. We've closed the book on it and we've stopped doing it. And the reason they want to have this discussion is not to show how awesome we are. This administration wants to have this discussion to show us how we're not awesome.
This administration.
Okay. I can't take any more of her. We are not awesome. And we have not had this discussion. And this evidence has been covered up. And it will come out. It will be talked about. This is a lie, just like the stuff that is coming out about autism being linked to particulate pollution. Just like this false Sony hack that they're using to try to justify taking control of the Internet, shutting down freedom of speech. Everything they tell us is a lie. I'm so fed up with this. Look at this cartoon that we got on our desk. Pull this up. This is a great cartoon Buckley gave me just before we came in here. And it's like headlines people are looking at. You see a headline, rectal feeding of Navy SEALs shows up on the top of the newspaper. And the guy walks by and says, well, I'm sure they were just patriots defending their caliphate. In other words, if the shoe is on the other foot, they say an Army Ranger was chained to the ceiling and kept awake for a week. And the person says, well, that's just enhanced interrogation and not torture. Yeah, would they say that if it was American soldiers that this was happening to? Another one, an American was doused with water, left to die of hypothermia on the dungeon floor. And the lady watching the news says, in fairness, you have to consider the whole context of the report, context of the time. That was what we were told by John Yoo. He said, well, if they did this kind of stuff, that would be illegal because we wouldn't have approved that. But I just don't believe that was the entire context of the report. If it's in the report, they did it. They admitted they did it. And Seymour Hersh is telling us that he's seen a video of children screaming that our sadistic government recorded and kept. That video is going to come out. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson talking about the other silly thing that's going on. Sony Pictures and all the Hollywood studios begging for CISPA. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
When the night has come.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 19th, 2014. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining us from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be talking about his story, Sony Hack Reinvigorates Support for Privacy-Busting CISPA-Style Legislation. And it's all the usual suspects, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Mike McCall, all these people, the guardians of peace who want to seize control of the Internet and try to use this as an opportunity to do that. We're going to go to Paul in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we have extended this two-day sale. It was earlier this week. We extended it yesterday to guarantee shipping. It was originally a two-day sale because Wednesday the 17th was the last day that we could guarantee shipment for Christmas. Alex added extra staff yesterday so that he could make sure that anybody that ordered it yesterday could get it by Christmas. We've had such overwhelming support of this sale that we thought we'd extend it for you as well, because it is a huge savings. It's a way for us to say thank you to our supporters. And again, it's the Essential Holiday Pack Secret 12, X2 Nascent Iodine, and Silver Bullet for only $59.99. It's about $20 a bottle. It's about an $80 savings over retail, 57% off. And again, we can't guarantee shipment by Christmas, but we're extending that offer. You'll find that on InfoWarsLife.com, the Essential Holiday Health Pack with Secret 12. That's the B12 supplement, Nascent Iodine X2, and Silver Bullet. Now, going to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. Paul, what do you make of this article that you put up here, the fact that they're grasping for any excuse to bring this thing back? They've had at least five tries to jam this thing through from the media companies. They're the ones, I think, who are really the corporate partners with the surveillance state, thinking that their business is not doing as well because of massive piracy. I think it's just the garbage that they're putting out, like the interview. I had no interest in going to see that. I still don't have any interest in going to see it. But I think it's the content that they're putting out more than it is the privacy. But they're pushing for this kind of control, but it's going to be much more comprehensive than just protecting media.
Well, that's right. This, from my perspective, is about reanimating the dead corpses of CISPA and SOPA, which, of course, both failed. Now, of course, back in 2010, the two other most alarming cybersecurity incidents were Stuxnet, the Stuxnet virus, and the Flame virus. At the time, they were blamed on the likes of China and Russia, and we were called conspiracy theorists for pointing to the evidence.
Yes.
And the motivation, and this is not just, you know, hot air. They literally called us conspiracy theorists. I compiled a list of where we were called this back in 2010.
Oh, absolutely. And they're doing it again now, Paul. They're now saying that this hack was probably China or Russia again, but also adding into the mix Iran, because we don't like Iran now. And that's Fox News. It's the Fox News conspiracy theory.
Yeah, and they said the same thing for Stuxnet. We said it was most likely the U.S. or Israel in combination. Came out in 2012 that, yes, it was the U.S. government and Israel that created Stuxnet. And nobody called us a conspiracy theorist on that anymore. And now the FBI has done a complete 180. As of 3 days ago, they were saying that basically the vast majority of the evidence suggested that this was an insider that had direct knowledge and access to Sony infrastructure and passwords that had conducted this hack attack. Now, suddenly, they've got some kind of memo from the White House who base their claims, their accusations, their assertions on no evidence whatsoever, as we saw in the case of MH17, blaming Russia for the shootdown of that, while presenting no evidence whatsoever other than, you know, screenshots from video games and things like that that they borrowed from Kia. So it looks like today Obama's going to give a press conference in a couple of hours. The FBI is going to release a statement and say the same thing, that this is North Korea working in concert with Iran, Russia, and China, and they're going to present no evidence whatsoever. And as he said, David, this is about CISPA and SOPA, the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act of 2014. Immediately, like piranhas, they all jumped on this yesterday. Mm-hmm. McCain, Lindsay, Feinstein, Obama himself saying that this Sony hack proves that Congress needs to pass this bill, which was completely dead. It had no chance of passing, and now it's been reanimated. And it would allow companies to monitor private communications and disclose user activity to the government, eliminating any kind of warrant process whatsoever. So, qui bono, that's how the government benefits. Then if you look at the six major Hollywood studios, they want to reanimate the SOPA bill, which also failed because it would force ISPs to comply with companies who demand that websites accused of copyright violation be shut down on a whim, again, with no due process whatsoever. So this whole fallout from this Sony hack and what they're trying to propose to remedy it in terms of more draconian cybersecurity, more laws that allow user data to be handed over with no due process whatsoever, only benefit the government and major Hollywood studios like Sony, No, so then you look at the actual evidence, which says that it was an inside job, that somebody on the inside of Sony was responsible for this hack, not North Korea, not Iran, Russia, or China. And you ask yourself the question, if they're the ones that are going to get the bounty out of it, then who's likely to be the main culprit?
Well, you've already had Sony Pictures selling us Zero Dark 30 in cooperation with the intelligence community and the U.S. government, promoting Obama for president, trying to portray him as the man who took down Osama bin Laden, starting out that movie with a torture sequence and showing that, well, that's how we got the information that allowed us to kill Osama bin Laden, who'd been dead for years prior to that. But it was also Sony. So, you know, this inside job may be more inside than we realize. Certainly, they've made the case. We've had tech analysis of it. We talked about that yesterday. They talked about how it was about 100 terabytes of data. And if you look at the timing, they said, and officials inside of Sony have even said, it has to be somebody who's a disgruntled former employee, somebody in IT who is guiding this through, because they wouldn't have had time to go through that many emails. You think about how many emails that is with 100 terabytes of data for them to immediately go through and pull out this type of stuff. But we also now have some other data that's coming out that gives us another perspective on it. But as you pointed out, Paul, it's not just CISPA, but it's also they're trying to turn this into a much broader spectrum, trying to blame it on Iran, China, or Russia. You know, The Onion had a parody up, and they said, if we want to bring Putin to his knees, maybe it's time we embargo his Netflix account. Maybe that's what we should do now. We should embargo Putin's Netflix account. There's an article up on Infowars.com. The Sony hack might have killed a certain kind of satire. Now, one of the things I found interesting in this article was a quote from a cybersecurity expert, Peter Singer, who said the ability to steal gossipy emails from a not-so-great protected computer network is not the same thing as being able to carry out physical 9/11-style attacks in 18,000 locations simultaneously. Because that's what the House cybersecurity chairman is warning us. He says, first Sony, next the electric grid, and then Wall Street. Paul?
It's amazing the fact that previously we all laughed at North Korea for this bellicose, baseless rhetoric that they come out with every single year, normally right before Christmas, just by coincidence, saying that they're going to destroy the world. Everybody laughs in their face. You know, it's a country that can barely feed its own population. The experts who have looked at this said that North Korea does not have the sophistication to carry out this attack. Yet now the White House is acting as their PR mouthpiece. They're turning North Korea from a paper tiger into this rampaging Godzilla that's going to attack nuclear plants, that's going to attack 18,000 cinemas, that's going to bring down the entire country. Now they're talking about electrical grids. I mean,
and Paul, there's an article.
The White House become the PR agency for Kim Jong-un.
Yeah,
it's completely ridiculous. It's preposterous.
They
and
have
again,
done
it suggests
yes,
you know, North Korea has not claimed responsibility for this.
Yeah.
Again, read what the experts are saying. If they had pulled this off, they would be all over it like white on rice, claiming responsibility for it, dealing a blow to the great Satan. I mean, that would play so well nationally for their domestic propaganda. They would instantly claim responsibility if they were behind it. They haven't. And the people who were behind the hack, who gave interviews anonymously, said, you know, we're not backed by any state. And in their message to Sony, in their initial email to Sony, the interview, this film about, you know, these CIA agents going over to kill Kim Jong-un, they never mentioned that movie in the initial message. This whole narrative about the interview and linking it to North Korea didn't come from this hacking group. It came from the White House. It came from the media that glommed onto it and has never let go in the 3 or 4 weeks since.
Paul, illustrating what you were just saying, as well, that's a good point that, of course, they would be crowing about the fact that they had done it if they actually had done it. But there's also emails that have come out. The Daily Beast reports that they looked at some of the emails and they looked at communications going back and forth about what they had said to the State Department and what they had said to a RAND consultant. And one of the emails going back to June 26th says, Michael, I talked with Ambassador King a few minutes ago. Their office has apparently decided that this is typical North Korea bullying. So back in June, the State Department was dismissing this, as you point out, this is something that North Korea does all the time. They do this every year, as you pointed out. And he was saying back in June, this is nothing. This is just bellicose posturing by the North Koreans. And now we're supposed to take it so seriously that we're supposed to give them complete control of the internet, the ability to shut down websites just on the mere accusation of a Hollywood studio. Do we really, after what we've seen from these Hollywood studios, do we really want to give them that kind of power, or the MPAA? Do we want to give the government that kind of power? This goes way beyond political correctness, and they have turned this thing around 180 degrees from where they were just back in June.
Exactly, and it's amazing that they've taken this cartoon character villain, North Korea, and now this is their big boogeyman. I mean, now it seems that they're lumping in China, Iran, and Russia because people just aren't believing it. They've been saying it's North Korea for 3 weeks, even though the FBI said there was no evidence of that. But even if you look at the actual the language in those messages, those threatening messages, people have studied it and said, this just looks like an English person who's deliberately trying to sound Korean.
Yeah.
Because what you would expect to see if English wasn't their first language and they were from North Korea would be something akin to what they call Konglish. But it's not. It's like an English speaker that's pretending to be bad at writing English. It's that transparent. It's like the anthrax notes. It's so transparent that they can't even get the language right.
I wonder if anybody has checked Newt Gingrich or Lindsey Graham's computers to see if they've got the emails on their computers. if it's coming from that GOP. Paul, one of the things that came out in these emails, besides the fact that they were dismissing it as just typical North Korean bullying, that was a quote from one of their emails. Besides that, the Daily Beast reports that there were several emails going back and forth between the State Department as well as a RAND Corporation consultant, an expert in North Korea. They say the claim that the State Department played an active role in the decision to include the film's gruesome death scene is likely to cause fury in North Korea, but they said emails appear to suggest U.S. government may have supported the notion that the interview would be useful propaganda against the North Korean regime. Now, this is what the RAND Corporation guy said. He said, I've briefed in my book preparing for the possibility of North Korean collapse. I've been clear that the assassination of Kim Jong-un is the most likely path to a collapse of the North Korean government. He said, I believe a story that talks about the removal of the Kim family regime and the creation of a new government by the North Korean people, well, at least the elites, will start some real thinking in South Korea. And I believe that in the North, once the DVD leaks into the North, which it almost certainly will, I would personally prefer to leave the ending alone. So here you've got a picture of this guy from the RAND Corporation. And again, the State Department concurred with that. And what they're doing is they're using this absurdist comedy as we view it. We say, oh, this is just a parody. It's an over-the-top parody of something. They understand that it can be used for predictive programming purposes. They understand it can be used for propaganda, and they are seriously analyzing this. And I would say, Paul, what does that tell us about this same studio that produced Zero Dark Thirty as a propaganda piece? We need to understand, it's pretty blatant and obvious in that piece, but we need to understand that Hollywood is doing this to us in every movie, even a silly Seth Rogen comedy.
Well, we know for a fact the Hollywood Pentagon industrial complex, the Pentagon has to sign off on scripts.
Yeah.
So these films to even get made, for them to rent the military bases, the helicopters, they're in direct contact with the Pentagon for these big movies at every step of the way. That's not a conspiracy theory. In fact, the Pentagon brags about it on their own website. And then we had a situation a few years ago with Red Dawn, where they didn't seem to be so concerned about portraying North Korea in a negative light then, because of course the original story in the remake of Red Dawn was for the Chinese to invade America. They were concerned that would hurt the market in China, so they changed the enemy to North Korea. So then the plot was based around a North Korean invasion of America. That was, I believe, maybe 2010, around that time. There was no concern then about upsetting North Korea, and now suddenly they're all panicked that this film could upset North Korea. And I mean, who within Sony made that decision to pull the film? Would they have really made that decision if this was North Korea that was responsible for this hack attack?
I think it's amazing that they pulled this South Park comedy Team America because it had portrayed Kim Jong-un's father in that movie. I guess they're going to pull Red Dawn as well because you know they held it up for a year because the Chinese didn't like it and now I guess if the North Koreans don't like it that can't be shown at the movie theaters anymore. This is a 10-year-old movie with puppets and they were going to screen it at the Alamo Drafthouse Center here in Austin and other locations throughout Texas. And they had that pulled by Paramount.
Soon every country will be in complete chaos.
There he is.
To save the world from falling apart.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change.
Yeah, things are inevitably going to change. The subtitle of that was Freedom is Hanging by a Thread. They're all puppets. But the reality is that freedom really is hanging by a thread. We've narrowly defeated these attacks on free speech and the internet before, and they're going to use this as a pretense to bring it back.
Yeah, the key article that people need to read is Project Goliath, Inside Hollywood's Secret War Against Google. That documents how desperate they are to reanimate the dead corpse of SOPA to get these so-called copyright violators in prison to get the websites taken down on a whim. And this hack is going to grease the skids for that exact thing, which is why Sony and these other big studios are only going to benefit from this in the long run.
And they have a financial incentive, not just the pressure, but the access to politicians, the access to markets, the access to the equipment, as you pointed out. When they did Top Gun, that was only really possible for Paramount because they had the cooperation of the military, letting them use their planes to get footage. Otherwise, they would have not been able to pull that movie off, or it would have cost them a fortune. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data. And render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too. Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining me now is Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We've been talking about the ramifications of the Sony emails being hacked purportedly by the Guardians of Peace, the GOP. And now we see the Guardians of Peace, GOP, like Newt Gingrich and Lindsey Graham and John McCain and Mike McCall, all pushing for revival of CISPA. We're told by the White House, another guardian of peace, that the Sony hack is a matter of national security. It is a serious national security, said White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. He earnestly is telling us lies yet again. Emails that have leaked is not just gossip about various stars. We also have emails that have been leaked that show a communication going back and forth to the State Department saying that they don't take any of these threats seriously a few months ago. Now it is a matter of national security, these threats, and the fact that they got these threats. We also see emails leaked that say that they're consciously leaving in the explicit assassination of Kim Jong-un in order to plant in the minds of the people of South Korea and North Korea eventually that they maybe ought to get rid of this guy. So even a silly comedy like that, Hollywood is calculating how they can shape public opinion as a piece of propaganda. Paul, your comments.
Yeah, we've seen that before. Now the latest news is that the hackers have said, if they don't release this movie, they will stand down, and that's it. The whole situation will be over. So again, I just put up an article saying that this is almost certainly an inside job. Sony is going to lose tens of millions of dollars over this, the piracy of this film. But the cost to the economy in general of piracy per year is about $250 billion compared to tens of millions that Sony's going to lose in this instance. So if you look at the financial motive of this, if it greases the skids for SOPA to be reanimated, then it's going to make a lot of people a lot of money. And then if you look at what the actual analysts who have looked into this have said, for example, Mark W. Rogers, security expert, quote, it's clear from the hard-coded paths and passwords in the malware that whoever wrote it had extensive knowledge of Sony's internal architecture and mm-hmm. access to key passwords.
Exactly.
And then Sony executives themselves told TMZ, we are told by people at Sony, this is TMZ, who are investigating, believe the hackers had intimate knowledge of mail systems and their configurations. They also believe the hackers have knowledge of the internal media distribution systems and the internal IT systems, including human resources and payroll. So every shred of evidence suggests that this was an insider behind this attack, yet now Obama and the FBI are going to come out and blame North Korea, Iran, China, and Russia. Again, extrapolating it, David, into a more broader sense, this new Cold War that we've had going on for months now, we've got the attack on Russia, the financial attack, the collapse of the ruble, Russia's closer alliance with China. Again, this is about the unipolar world versus the multipolar world. It's all part of that wider Cold War offensive against Russia and China.
And again, you've got our Guardian of Peace, Newt Gingrich, saying this is an act of war and we need to hunt them down. He said we've had our first battle in the cyber war and we've lost. And so I guess from his standpoint, I don't know, maybe he wants to go even further than all-out control and censorship of the Internet. Maybe he wants to have an actual shooting war. They can use this as a pretense because we see one incredibly ridiculous pretense after the other. I just think it's amazing to see how many different ways they can spook the American people. And now we've got a silly little virtual false flag attack that they're trying to trump up into new legislation, a new paradigm, taking away our freedoms yet again. Thank you so much, Paul, for joining us. We're going to hopefully connect with Alex Jones in the next hour. He's on the road, and we've got a lot of news nevertheless, and we have our reporters in Washington State we're going to be talking to. Joe Biggs and Dermot Green. They're covering what's happening with the police. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today. from the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.